You ever had a moment when you were trying to remember the name of a movie and the words that came out of your mouth were nonsense? Apparently, this happens a lot at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Massachusetts.
I am the current keeper of the mispronounced film titles list.
Erin Gilmore is the office and merchandise manager at the theater. Here's one she heard about the Mr. Rogers documentary.
The movie Won't You Be My Neighbor? My very favorite for that one was somebody who came up really excited and said, "I'm your neighbor." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, you are." And then another really good one that we got for that was, "Won't you be my friend?"
Please, won't you be my friend? A few of the other alternative titles, Dr. Zhivago instead of Dr. Zhivago. And for the documentary, Three Identical Strangers, Gilmore's favorite misnomer is Three's Company.
The list has been going strong since the 90s. It's almost 100 pages long now. In some cases, Gilmore thought the mispronunciation was better.
I had a very, very old woman who so confidently came to the window and asked for three tickets to see the film Fashion Thread. She meant Phantom Thread. And I was so charmed by her confidence that I was like, you know what? It should have been called that.
Yeah, next time anybody misremembers a name, take a note. They might be improving it.
Okay, Steve, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Were you a nosy kid?
Are you kidding me? Of course I was.
Somebody who liked to ask questions all the time?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was my life.
Right.
Annoyingly so, I think some people would say. But
well,
yeah.
I mean,
they would say that.
I think a lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are. But either they weren't encouraged to ask questions, or they were shut down for asking questions, or they just don't know where to go for answers. That's why we're here. We're here because we have a right to ask questions.
That's
most
right.
Stories don't start in a newsroom. They start because something's happening. People want to know why. This is NPR. We're here to protect your right to be curious.
Amen.